I'm Julie Mooney, and this is Teaching Strides, Season 2, Episode 6. Teaching Strides is a podcast series featuring Mount Royal University faculty discussing some of their finest teaching practices. Teaching Strides is recorded and produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, in Treaty 7 territory, the traditional territories of the Niitsitapi nations, which include the Siitsika, the Piikani, and the Kainai. We also acknowledge this place as the traditional lands of the Tsuut'ina Nation, Îyârhe Nakoda Nation, and the Métis Nation, Region 3. In Season 2, our featured guests share stories in teaching and learning, which we hope will inspire faculty colleagues throughout the Academy to engage in reflective thinking and interdisciplinary discussion about teaching and learning. Today we speak with Professor Richard Harrison, who shares his teaching and learning story entitled Writing Your Own Poems is Stepping Out of Your Way. Richard Harrison teaches creative writing, essay writing, and comics and graphic novels in the Department of English Languages and Cultures at Mount Royal University. He is the author, co-author, or editor of 8 books, including, with Lee Easton, Secret Identity Reader, Essays on Sex, Death, and the Superhero, and 6 books of poetry. Among them, the Governor General's award-nominated Big Breath of a Wish, Poems About How We Learn to Talk, and Heroes of the Play, Poems in the Language of Hockey, and the first book of poetry launched at the Hockey Hall of Fame. His most recent book, set here in his life in Alberta, is entitled On Not Losing My Father's Ashes in the Flood. Richard is most recently a recipient of the Mount Royal University's Distinguished Faculty Award and Effective Team Award. Professor Richard Harrison, welcome to Teaching Strides.
Thank you very much.
You have a story to share about writing your own poems is stepping out of your way.
There is this sense of stepping away from the normal world in order to create art in the first place. Art is a disruption of the normal. What's fascinating about that stepping out is the way in which the relationship between the act of stopping the normal world and making art changes over time. The primary reason that people start to write is that they have a feeling that arises from a response to the world. Lots of times it's an emotion. So earliest writing is often very expressive writing. I, the artist, want you to understand what it is I'm feeling. The object of a work of art is to actually be something that's in the world. So we start writing using some of the elements of the craft, something that looks like a poem, looks like a story, in order to express a clear reaction to the world. But the origin story of a poet is to go from wanting to express something about the world to wanting to create something that other people respond to as they would respond to an object in real life. In a way, poetry is like increasing our vocabulary. A lot of people say, well, you can't teach creativity, you can't teach art, you can't teach creative writing, you can teach craft. Like I can, you know, here's a simile, here's a metaphor, here's what a sonnet looks like, here's what a sestina looks like. I can show, you know, the forms that the art takes. Like craft is effectively the material language of art. But craft isn't art. Art is something else. We have very, very few words for how we feel. I often think that every poem is an attempt to describe a unique human emotion by eliciting it, because it creates a condition, you have a clear image, and you inhabit that image and go, yeah, that's how that feels. People talked about the flood in Alberta as if it was a movie. They were looking for an experience that was like the experience they were really having. For me to get you to understand something that you didn't experience or you didn't see, I'll look for something that we have in common and I'll try to shape those words so that you can experience it. And I think that's what poems do. The water was moving very fast. That's not the same as the water turned the stanchions of the bridge into the prow of a ship. That's the move towards the poem. You might see a ship, a mighty ship. What I've got is an image in front of me. The water is moving past the bridges like water being cut by a ship. What do you notice in there? What do you notice in that?
Movement.
I can almost feel myself out in the wind on the sea.
Okay. So from that reaction, that's great. That's a better reaction than I had. Right? Okay. certainly for this purpose. All of a sudden, the entire ocean is in that river. And you brought it there.
You've taken it to a place where others can find their experience in it.
That's right. And that's what teaching creative writing is. It's a practice of getting the surface meaning or the surface conclusion out of the way and really looking at what you're seeing. And anyone can do this. It's just a case of getting people to step out of their way and to trust that what they see is worth sharing with other people.
So how do you get your students from that place of describing experience to getting out of their own way?
All poems in a workshop are in need of something. They're not finished, so there's no point in talking about whether they're good or bad or at any of those qualitative or judgmental terms. In an early draft of a poem, what they're really looking for is, what is the effect of what I have done? And the way to track the effect of what I've done is ask people, what did you notice in it? There are certain things that just stick with you. They resonate. They have that kind of meaning. There's a sort of hunger for the real to be created in language. And people who choose to take creative writing courses, if you show them that they can create what they have admired in other people, why they're there in the first place, then they will gravitate to it. And it does take some time. You know, editing work together or workshopping work together is effectively teasing out or teasing away those things that have interfered with the poem itself.
If a colleague were to approach you after listening to this podcast and ask you about your teaching practice, about how you elicit those kinds of changes in your students, what kind of advice might you give them?
I subscribe to a theory of all writing practice that stems from the work of Peter Elbow, who wrote several wonderful books, Writing Without Teachers, Writing with Power, A Community of Writers. He stresses a concept called free writing. And free writing it's a very simple practice, but it is the purest expression of what I was talking about in terms of ridding writing of the burden of judgment. What Elbow and the team of people who developed all this had seen was that if you're writing only on a bargaining basis, that is, I'll write this for you if you give me a grade and let me go, then you will never engage. You will never bring your full self. There will be always something that you hide from the writing. Writing is one of those arts, whether it's practiced in terms of essays or poems, plays, movies, whatever. Writing always asks for your full consciousness, but we withhold that full consciousness if we're afraid. And I spend a lot of time building the relationship between the student and their writing, independently of anything that I might think about it as a teacher. So I do a lot of ungraded stuff. And that lets people move back into the idea of, oh, I actually like this. I'm actually enjoying this. That's gold. Once you have awareness of your full powers, you can choose which ones you want to use and send it out into the world. You write a lot of stuff you never show to anybody. Writing has its uses. Not all of them are to be published. Not all of them are to be graded. But a lot of them are to gain insight into that which you choose to share with somebody else.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your story and for sharing your teaching practices.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This brings Season 2 of Teaching Strides to a close. We'd like to thank all our featured guests for sharing their teaching and learning stories and practices with us. Special thanks to Jim Baileys, our production and sound engineer and photographer, and thanks to Bree Smith and Kethwin Wu, our graphic and website designers. We extend our gratitude to you, our listeners, across Canada and around the world, for subscribing to the podcast series. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the topics explored through our episodes and how you might be using the podcast series in your own context. Feel free to send us your story through the Contact Us page on our website, teachingstrides.ca. Thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Teaching Strides series on iTunes. Visit us at teachingstrides.ca, where we post guest bios and photos, and where you can sign up for email alerts and our RSS feed. Teaching Strides is a production of the Academic Development Center at Mount Royal University.